And at this time, visiting with Broken Bow head track coach Ryan Watovic. Well, my friend, I get tomorrow you look at the calendar and it says it's the first day of spring. So track season is here. I'm sure you're excited about getting things going.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's been a very nice start to the season as far as weather. Now, that might change next week, but we'll take the nice weather here while we got it.
Let's start with that topic, Ryan. It seems like we always talk about the weather when we start track season, but in some past years, the weather has been such that it hasn't allowed you guys to get outside and go to the track and get started with practice, at least out on the track, I know as soon as you would like, maybe in years past. This year has been different. The weather has cooperated for the most part, and I assume that that has allowed you to do some things and maybe, well, has it allowed you to be farther ahead than maybe some past years because of the weather?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the first year since I think I've been on track staff that we have not had to scoop the track off to have practice of snow. So we're ahead in that sense. When we can be outside, it just allows, you know, our sprinters to be able to run further distances. It allows our distance kids to do some stuff. Allows our throwers, you know, our jumpers that we can all get reps in every day, you know, weather permitting. So that's been really good for our kids.
So with that said, Ryan, I know you start scheduled to start competition this week by going to Aurora. Do you feel like you're where you want to be for the first meet of the season?
Yeah, I do. You know, like we always talk about, like we know we're not going to be in tip-top shape the very first meet of the year, but it's always good to see, you know, how conditioned we are, how our starts look. You know, our relay handoffs we always expect will be a little shaky at the beginning of the year. So we always like to see, you know, we've been working on it, and so it's kind of nice to see where we're at on that side of things.
As we kind of go, I guess, kind of area by area through track, you mentioned the relays. Let's kind of start there. Have you just talk about building your relays, especially early in the season. Are you still trying to mix and match things, or how is that going, trying to put those together?
Yeah, we are. We're definitely trying to mix and match things. And on Friday at the meet, our girls' 3,200-meter relay, so we have about eight girls all competing for, you know, the four relay spots. And what's nice about this meet is we can have two relays, so we got them all split up, and they're all running against each other to kind of get times and see where we'll go from there as far as who will be on that relay.
Let's go to the throwing events. Last year, you had a lot of success, both on the girls' and boys' side, as far as the throwing events were concerned, and you've got a lot of those key contributors coming back this year. Do you look at that area as maybe a strength of the team?
Yeah, for sure, on the boys' side and on the girls' side. On the boys' side, you know, we got Max. He's a two-time placer in shot, one-time placer in disc at the state meet. You know, he's poised to have a big senior year. Evan Saborn can really throw for us. Bryce Chaplin and Cal Wells are both really fighting for that third spot in shot and disc, and they're both, you know, very good throwers. Now on the girls' side, you know, right now we have Janae. She's probably our returning shot putter, and she's out right now due to a basketball injury. We might get her back, might not, but we still have Taylor Schaaf, who's a returning state qualifier in the disc, and Keelan Shea, who is a very, very top-notch thrower as well.
The rest of the field events, Ryan, are those coming together for you?
Yeah, they are. You know, we get Coble back for track this year. We didn't have Coble for track last year, and he's kind of a very athletic kid, jumping-wise, so Eli will do, not every meet, but he'll do long, triple, and high, you know, throughout the year. We'll just see where his marks are, and then we'll just see which ones we're going to keep, you know, working on. And because Eli's kind of fast, too, so we got to keep him on the track. And then, you know, we got Coy in the pole vault. He's a returning state medalist. He's still coming off of a rehab process from a football injury, but we should have him back in a couple of weeks there on the boys' side. And on the girls' side, as far as the field events go, we got Clarissa Dowdy. She comes over from Ansley. She was an Ansley kid last year. She's in Broken Bow now. And we're looking for her to maybe score some points in the high jump. And then we got Charlie Myers in the pole vault, who we think will have a nice year. She's our school record holder and does a nice job in the vault for us.
Let's end it with the running events, Ryan. Maybe talk about the distance first and then end up with the sprints. How are those things coming together for you?
Yeah, so on the distance side, we've got, like I said, we have a lot of girls. I would say that mid-distance and distance on our girls' team is our strength, as far as Hallie Quinn, McKinley Toby, Ashlyn Shada, she's a freshman, Olivia Neely, Jaden Gaffney, Maddie Diedrichs, Marin Chapin. Like, we have Staples girls. We just have a whole slew of girls that can all run about 400, 800 mile at decent times, and so we'll really lean on them to score us some points in that mid distance area. And then on the boys' side, Brock Olchin, he's kind of our leader there. We're going to hope for Brock to have some big marks for us on the distance side as well on the boys' side.
The sprints, I know that Cruz Safranik was really strong for you a year ago. I assume that he is returning. Kind of set up the sprints for you and how those are coming together for you.
Yeah, you know, so Cruz looks really good right now, and it's early, and he's lost a little bit of weight. We think it may make him a little bit faster, and he looks really tough. And, you know, we also got Koval, who looks pretty tough, and Coy. Coy can't vault right now, so he's on the track, and Coy don't look too bad on the track either. He's got a little bit of hidden speed that I don't think people know about. And then, you know, on the girls' side, in the sprints, we're still kind of young and trying to feel our way around. Marin Chapin, she's kind of that tweener for us, where she's more of a 400, 800 runner, but she might work her way down and run a few sprints here and there as well.
One final question, Ryan. I know that when you have all these kids to work with, one person can't handle it by themselves. Talk a little bit about some of the help that you have during the track season again this year.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. My track staff is phenomenal, and this is kind of what I tell people about coaching track. Like, each coach who's in charge of their events, like, they're all kind of a family, and they're basically a head coach in their own right. So, like, Susie Smith, she helps with the hurdles and the sprints. Coach Daffer handles the distance. Coach Haynes does the long jump, triple jump, and high jump. Coach Wells and Tyler Shea, he's a volunteer, but they do our shot put. Coach Brandon Meyer does our disc. And then Joel Myers and Travis Klebb, two former vaulters of me, they're volunteer pole vault coaches, and they're phenomenal. And those volunteer coaches, like Coach Shea and Coach Myers and Coach Klebb, I can't give them enough like praise. Like, they come in every day, and they're so committed to helping those kids get better, you know, and they're just doing it on their own time because they love track. And so we're very grateful to have all those coaches.
Well, it's great to have track season here. Always enjoy visiting with you, Coach, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck during the year.
All right. Thank you, Brent. Thanks for the coverage.
Coach Ryan Watovic joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.